Simon Shin Samaches, which discusses what happens after the Meida Erev, something happened and the pass, the matzah of the Erev got ruined or got lost. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, if they made the Erev Chatzeris together, typically done with the box of matzahs, afterwards it got ruined or got destroyed, maybe got eaten, and now somebody from the Chatzar who's aware of this problem wants to come fix things up and redo the Erev Chatzeris. So the Mechaber says if he's using the same min, the same type of stuff that was used for the original Erev Chatzeris, so he doesn't have to tell the people that he's doing it. It's obvious, we have a chazaka, as Mr. Burke explains, that since they agreed to have Erev Chatzeris together, they probably want to continue to have Erev Chatzeris together. Even if he's taking from their own past, from their own matzah in their house, without their knowledge, it's good enough. But you can assume the same way they wanted it yesterday, they wanted it today also. And he's taking the same stuff from them that they contributed originally. If it was paschitim, it was wheat bread, he's taking wheat bread, or whatever it was originally, he's continuing to follow the same path and do on the same track. And the Mishnah explains, we're discussing this happened the first week, that let's say on Friday morning, they made their chatzeris, and during the day, it got lost. Friday afternoon, this person's trying to fix things up before Shabbat started. However, if it got lost or ruined once Shabbat started, then there's no chiddush, there's nothing to discuss. Once the Erev Chatzeris matter, the chutz, the beginning of Shabbos, the heter continues until the end of the Shabbos. So maybe you want to say, okay, we're not talking about the middle of the Shabbos that got lost, maybe it's between the first and second week, or before some future week. So Mishnah Berurah explains that the halacha is going to say in the Sif don't match up with what we're going to see in Sif Dalad about a second or third week, and if it's obvious we're discussing still, it's the first week. So it's the first week, and the Erev Chatzeris was made, and it was never used, because it got ruined before the Shabbos even started. And one person's aware of this, and he wants to redo it, so if he's using the same min, the same type of bread, some species that they had, the chatchilo, so he can take even bread from their houses without them knowing about it, if he has access somehow, and redo the Erev Chatzeris. He wants to take min acher from a different type of bread, which the Burr explains is originally as wheat bread, now he wants to use barley, paschidim, he wants to switch to pasairim. So, if the first Erev Chatzeris is completely destroyed, completely gone, and he wants to take now pasairim from their houses, he has to let them know. If it wasn't completely gone, there was a little bit left, so then he doesn't have to let them know. He can take stuff from them. For sure they'd agree to give some pasairim or whatever it is just to get back over a shear as this been off Erev Chatzeris. Now, if he's using his own stuff, his own bread, and he's been mezakeh to them, so it's costing them nothing, that even if it's from a different type of pas, it's good enough. Because they don't care, because anyway, he's contributing his own stuff on behalf of everybody, mezakeh everybody in the Erev. To add some fact, they want to have Erev they agree to. Maybe they want to give chitim, not tzairim, or vice versa. He's giving of his own on their behalf, so it's fine. Sif Beis, the Mechaber says, let's say more people moved into the Chatzar. So, now we have to add them on to the Erev Chatzaris. He says, if the house is open to two Chatzaris, any house that's open to Chatzeris, this Chatzar, a different Chatzar, you have to discuss with them if they agree about the still being part of the Erev Chatzeris. Maybe they don't want to be together with the new people, and therefore they're going to choose to connect now to the other Chatzar they're open to, not to this Chatzar, through the back, not the front door, or vice versa. Shmur explains the Erev Chatzeris typically is done Shlei Midas without the knowledge of the person who it's being done on behalf of. We don't have to tell everyone we're doing Erev Chatzeris to them, because Zachal and others are fun of says Chos on their behalf. But if we have a house that's open to two Chatzeris, one on the front, one on the back, one on the right, one on the left, so then he can't do that as knowledge, because maybe there's only part of the Erev for these people with this Chatzar, only wants to be with the other one. And therefore, if new people can add on to this Chatzar, it's a Gatchilas Erev, it's a restarting in that sense, that you have to make sure that these people who have a house with two Chatzaris, that they know about it, and they're comfortable still being part of the Erev over here. Even if you mazaka them for your own stuff, which the Burr brings the Magna from your own bread, on their behalf, still, you have to let them know. But he says, it's some Acharam Mekel, that if you're B'ma'ar M'shaloi, you mazaka them, so what does it cost them to be part of Erev Chatzeris with two different Chatzeris? They don't want to go carry this way, they'll carry that way. It didn't cost them any bread since you're mazaka them, therefore some hold when you mazaka them, so then you don't have to tell them no matter what. Now, the Mr. Burr says in general, that which you do Erev Chatzeris, Shaloi Midas, without the knowledge of some of the people involved, some place can hold it all together, it's only if you're doing a M'shaloi from your own bread, your own matzah, you be mazaka them, it costs them nothing. But if you're taking stuff from them, they have to know about it. Other places can hold, even take Mishalahem, Shalem B'dayat, don't come stomach, they would agree to it. Who wouldn't want to be part of the Erev Chatzeris for the small bit of bread that it costs per person? What's the shear for Erev Chatzeris? The Mechaber says, if you give how much bread you have, how much matzah? He says, so you have the size of a greg, or size of one fig, per person, up to 18 people, actually up to 18 families. Once it's over 18, no matter how many families you have, even 1,000 or more, the shear maxes out, but the amount of past the matzah you have to have is the size of 18 greger, size of 18 figs, which is the two meals worth of food for a person. How much is that? The Mechaber's two shittas, either the size of 6 eggs or the size of 8 eggs, what the share would be. Assuming that Mishim matzah, half a matzah is a gezayis, and the whole matzah is a beyo. So it's a question of 6 matzahs or 8 matzahs. So he wants to go with big share gezayis, big share kebeyo. It'll be double that much, but standard would be 6 matzahs or 8 matzahs. And then Mr. Burr says, with the share of 8 eggs, which will be the size of 8 matzahs, but you have a gesemach on the share of 6 eggs, the share of 6 matzahs.